Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in charge. I know Willingham will take you up to 940. It's where we'll hand things over to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. Shout out to our guy Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network joining us in the last segment, giving us all of the insider info on what he's thinking about the Washington Wizards as they have a super, super important NBA draft coming up next week. Two first-round picks, 6 and 18 overall. The big question right now facing the Wizards, will they stick and pick at 6 and 18. A lot of tape to grind, a lot of decisions to be made between now and then, but we'll see ultimately what happens. I want to get to something that, honestly, it kind of pains me to talk about this because I am a big fan of this young man, and I was not a fan of all of the scrutiny he was getting during the draft process. Shador Sanders, if you watched him over the past two seasons at Colorado, there was no doubt in my mind he was, for sure, a first-round quarterback in the National Football League. Not even close. Well, obviously, he didn't get drafted in the first round. He fell all the way to 144 overall in the fifth round and was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. And through the offseason program to this point, talking about mandatory minicamp, talking about the voluntary OTAs and everything that they've done to this point, right? Shador has been excellent. And according to some folks, has looked like the best quarterback in Cleveland during this offseason. So everything is going right for the kid. And then he shoots himself in the foot. That's the best way that I'm going to describe it. Everything's going right for the kid. And he shoots himself in the foot. So Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com reported that Shador Sanders was cited for a speeding citation earlier this week for driving 101 miles per hour. It just so happens that it wasn't the first time he was cited for speeding in Ohio this month. So according to Medina, Ohio Municipal Court, the record was filed on June 6th. Sanders was pulled over on June 5th after being cited for going 91 in a 65. So this is now two times in the last 2 weeks that Shador Sanders has been cited for going over the speed limit. At some point, man, you have to have damn situational awareness. What about self-awareness? You're Shador Sanders. You're the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. You were the most scrutinized, polarizing draft prospect coming out of this entire draft, and you think that you can afford to have hiccups like this? And I understand what some folks are going to say. Oh, he's just 22. He does things happen. I understand that. I'm 27. I get it more than anybody. I've had my fair share of screw-ups throughout my professional career to this point. But at some point, right, at some point you have to make better decisions. And for this to happen twice in the span of 2 weeks is ridiculous. To add insult to injury, to make things even worse, Shedeur Sanders didn't care enough to show up to court. He didn't show up. How the hell do you get arraigned? You get a court order in the mail and you say, forget about it. I'd rather go to practice. Get the hell out of here. Shedeur Sanders has to wake the hell up. Point blank. I don't care how talented you are. I don't care how well, how good you look during the offseason program. If you can't show up to court, if you can't drive the speed limit, how the hell can I trust you to run my franchise? So a team spokesperson, Peter John Baptiste, said this to thecleveland.com. He's taking care of the tickets. So for the most recent citation, Shedeur is going to face a $250 fine. And for the first citation, it was $269 in fines and court costs. It's just stupid to me. That's my frustration with all of this. Shedeur is a good kid, man. Had gotten into any trouble. Has it gotten in any trouble at this point? Shedeur hasn't. He's been a model citizen. Yes, he's a little bit of a jerk. He's arrogant. He's egotistical, just like his damn daddy. No one has a problem with that. This I have a problem with. You know why? There are certain things that franchise quarterbacks just don't do. One of them is get pulled over for speeding and then not show up to court. That's really the straw that breaks the camel's back for me. It's one thing to get pulled over. How the hell do you not show up to court? How do you just not care that much that you say, psh, court, no big deal? To add insult to injury with all of this when it comes to Shedeur, he's been playing really well in camp. And I get it, it's helmets, jersey, and shorts. But to this point, it's look good. Other quarterbacks, it just doesn't happen, right? Like Lamar's not getting tickets. Josh Allen's not getting tickets. Jaden's not getting tickets. That's something that happens to a wide receiver or a D lineman or a linebacker. Quarterbacks are above things like this. You have to carry yourself in a certain fashion when you are the leader of a franchise the way Shedeur Sanders is trying to be. And I'm not trying to overreact. I'm not trying to hyperbolize it. But the bottom line is the bottom line. Grow the hell up. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Elijah is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Elijah? How are you?
Yo, what's going on, bro? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
you.
It's like, Shedeur, it's like, you're not, this isn't new for you, bro. Like, Pop's been, you know, I mean, I don't like to talk about people's bread, but right. Obviously if you watch ball, Pop, you know what it is, bro. Like, you know, as a kid, it's like, you have had access to things for a length of time that you would think you kind of just pass this, that it's just like,
right.
You was trying to flex with somebody. It's not really, I don't want to speak for him, but it's almost like you bread wasn't yesterday, bro. You had this for years and years from just off the family. Just, you could probably go down to the garage and be like, yo, like, hop it, like, come on, bro. So either you was trying to flex with somebody else, or it just don't really add up to me for all, at this point, at this juncture, I just don't get it. You can go to a closed track, closed circuit. You can go get in a Lambo.
Yeah.
You can go around the track. I don't get it at this point. Why, bro? There's so many other ways that you can. Man, you can probably even ride shotgun in a F-16.
If you wanted to, right?
If you really want to go fast, so it's just like, bro, like at this point, why? You don't have to do this, bro. And you have to understand your team is looking at you, but not for like, see, you did this, more so they're looking to, not looking at you, they're looking to you to set the tone for how we do business.
Right.
So,
totally agree.
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like,
is this a situation
to
you?
Is
this a situation to you where it would impact his standing as the quarterback of the team? Would you demote him? Would you take reps away? Would you punish him?
I feel like it's important as a franchise that you say that talent does not go beyond our identity and what we believe in.
That's well
and
said.
I'm willing to lose every single game to say that money is irrelevant. This lifestyle, what we do and why we do it, is absolutely or not an irrelevant. This is easy. I'll pay you to go away. These people have money to say, go away, buddy. Here, just go. It's so you get so at this point, bro, like you behind the scenes, big dog, like you know, bro, like yeah. Come on, Shador.
Got to be smarter. Elijah, appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the weekend. 1-800-636,
you know
for sure. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's tough because I hate having to do that. I do because I don't, you know what I'm saying, I don't like piling on dudes, especially our dudes, man. Like, it's just tough. And I've been a Shador backer throughout the entire process, but I'm going to call stupid stupid when stupid acts stupid. Final hour of power coming your way next. 40 minutes left to go on the program before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. The first of nine out on the West Coast. They start a weekend series tonight against the Dodgers. Then they take on the San Diego Padres starting on Monday. And then they wrap up their road trip with three in Anaheim against the Angels. We'll talk all things Washington Nationals coming up on the other side of the break. Plus, we'll get into the burgundy and gold as well. The Washington Commanders out for the summer. They'll return in about a month to, you know, commence training camp. I got the chance to catch up with defensive line coach Daryl Tapp. We touched on a bevy of things, including how the Commanders plan on improving their run defense. All that and more coming up next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_PTP. You're tapped in to the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham, taking up the 940. Our coverage in Nats baseball comes your way at that time. Mackenzie Gore on the bump for D.C. It is a 10-10 first pitch, and you can hear all of the action right here on The Fan. In the final 40 minutes of the show here, I want to get into the Washington Commanders. Haven't talked much about burgundy and gold. They're in a spot right now where we're kind of in that dead period when it comes to the National Football League. We're waiting, you know, for the start of training camp, and it feels like the more and more dead time we have, the more and more crazy things come out. I know the big hot-button topic that everyone was fretting over earlier was this list that came out. This list. And it's list season, people. Let's understand that first and foremost. It is list season. This is that time of year where your pro football focus is and the 33rd team is CBSSports.com. Name your favorite outlet. You are getting a list from them based on the National Football League at this point in time. The latest list to come out is from Charles McDonald of YahooSports.com, one of their more respected writers, one of the more respected writers in all the National Football League. He put out his top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL heading into 2025. And everyone here locally is up in arms because Jaden Daniels didn't make the list. The top 10 quarterbacks, according to Charles McDonald, is as follows. Pat Mahomes, 1. Lamar Jackson, 2. Josh Allen, 3. Joe Burrow, 4. And I think I refer to those guys as the four horsemen routinely. Just pick your order that you want them in. They're the only four quarterbacks in the NFL that I think have the skill set that they have in terms of being able to elevate everybody around them, being able to make everyone better. At number 5 is Justin Herbert. Number 6, Matthew Stafford. Number 7, Dak Prescott. I know that's going to rub a lot of people here locally the wrong way. But if you just are looking at regular season numbers, I get the postseason success hasn't been there for Dak. I understand that. But if you're just looking at the regular season, Dak Prescott, one of the more decorated quarterbacks in all the National Football League. Number 8 is Geno Smith. That's another controversial one. Since he's had his career renaissance in Seattle, I think he is a better quarterback than maybe he gets credit for. He comes in at number 8. Number 9 is Jordan Love. Number 10 is C.J. Stroud. So this list obviously is subjective. Charles has his own, you know, opinion, his own way of doing things, and he put this list together, and people are talking about it. I want to get to one non-Jaden Daniels item on the list before we get to whether or not I think he belongs on the list or not. Lamar Jackson at 2, Dak Prescott at 7. If you're angry about Dak Prescott being at number 7, then I don't really know what to tell you. People say I'm an undercover Cowboys fan all the time. I'm just subjective, people. That's it. I'm not biased. I try not to be. Dak Prescott, to this point in his career, is one of the elite quarterbacks in all of the NFL. 213 touchdowns, 82 career picks. Last year, he only played 8 games, and it was rough during the 8 games. It was 11 touchdowns, 8 picks. The year prior, in 2023, when he started 17 games, he completed 70% of his passes, threw for 4,500 yards, 36 touchdowns, and 9 picks. Like that, those are numbers you can't sneeze at. Those are numbers that, honestly, the top quarterbacks in the NFL, they take those. How many guys throw for 4,500 yards in their career? Right? 2019 threw for 4,900 yards. He is one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL. I truly do believe that. The issue with Dak that everyone has is the postseason success. Here's the thing. If you're going to get on Dak Prescott about a lack of postseason success, please have the same energy for Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. I beg of you. If you're going to talk about Dak Prescott and the playoff woes that he's had, make sure you highlight and underscore the playoff shortcomings that Lamar Jackson has had as well. I think it's only right. I think it's only fair. Regular season Lamar Jackson's fine. Here's the thing, though, right, about Lamar. When you are in that class of the four horsemen, what you do during the regular season doesn't matter as much. It just doesn't. And for Lamar Jackson, he has played in 8 postseason games. He's completed a tick over 60% of his passes, thrown for 1,700 yards. It's 10 touchdowns. It's 7 picks. He's been sacked 29 times. He's only got a QBR of 84, and he's fumbled the ball twice as well. So Lamar Jackson, bottom line, he's got to be better in the postseason. Point blank. Dak Prescott in the postseason, 65% completion percentage, 7 games, 14 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. So he clearly has been the better guy, or has been equal to Lamar Jackson when it comes to the postseason. Lamar in the regular season, though, 2 MVPs, has been better. I give you that. But if you're going to be up in arms and cry me a river about Dak Prescott being in the top 10 because the playoff numbers aren't good, have the same energy, like I continue to say, for Lamar Jackson. Point blank. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The other thing I say is this, right? To me, Jaden Daniels not being on this list. If you're upset about it, I understand. It's not the biggest, worst omission that you'll see. It's not. There are other lists out there that are worse. Here is the thing about quarterback that I'll continue to say as well. It is the deepest position group, or one of the deeper position groups all of a sudden in all the National Football League. I know we talk that way about wide receiver a lot, but quarterback is the same way, right? When you think about C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix and Drake May and Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy eventually in Minnesota with the Vikes, that position group all of a sudden is getting deeper and deeper each year. All of a sudden, the quarterback position, it felt like for a while there, right, post-Manning and really post-Peyton Manning, it felt like, hey, man, are we going to have enough guys to usher this thing forward? And I think you can make the argument that, yeah, they're in a good enough position to where that can be a possibility, that could happen. I feel like when it comes to Jaden Daniels and why he's not on this list, I think one thing can be said. It's really one explanation that I have. He hasn't had the longevity that every other quarterback has had on this list. He hasn't had the longevity that every other quarterback's had on the list. He just hasn't. So I think anybody that's upset about him not being on the list, don't fret it. Don't stress. If he has another season like he had this year, he'll be on the list. He'll be firmly entrenched in the top five. I'm not up in arms, though, about him not being in the top 10 because I understand it. It's one year. It's very easy to fall in love with a guy's play after 1 year. It just is. So I don't get this notion that he deserves to be, you know, top on the list or high on the list because of one season of work. I said the same thing about Jalen Hurts when he got paid after his one good year as a starter. Now, obviously, he's gone on and has proved everyone right and proved the organization right, but the bottom line is this. Jaden Daniels has 1 year of production. 1 year of production. If he is able to have more, maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to see him make this list next time around. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you got any calls, if you're upset about Jaden Daniels not making this top 10 list, we'll take your calls and we'll take your tweets as well at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout, though. When we come back, Daryl Tapp, the defensive line coach for the Washington Commanders, set to join the program. We get his thoughts on the run defense and just how much better they'll be in 2025. That's next here on the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
About 20 minutes left to go on the program before we hand things over to Charlie Solos and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up for Nats and Dodgers. Game one of a 9-game West Coast roadie for the Curly W's. 3 against the Dodgers, 3 against the Padres, and then they wrap it up in Anaheim with 3 against the Los Angeles Angels. So can you say thank you, Papa Wood? Because we said this to start the show. If the Nats did not get that walk-off yesterday, ooh-wee, we could have been in for a pretty seismic losing streak, one that could have made Mike Rizzo walk back his comments that he made on the Junkies that they're not going to fire Davey in season. They're going to evaluate things at season's end. You go on a 20-game losing streak, which you had the potential to do, going up against those three franchises, maybe, just maybe, everything all of a sudden is on the table. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. A lot more to get to before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. Right now, I want to take a look at John Keim of ESPN, a piece that he put out a few days ago where he really took a deep dive into the Washington Commanders' run defense and why that group, to put it lightly, to put it mildly, struggled as much as they did last year. And Keim always just does a tremendous job. First of all, these numbers are awesome and really tell the story of what happened. But it also gives you some clarity and makes you feel better about whether or not they'll be improved on that side of the football coming up here next year. A couple of numbers for you here to start. And this is an ESPN article that I actually will tweet it out. It is at NELL_BTP. Plenty of good nuggets in this one, so make sure you chime in when I tweet out the link. But John Keim, right off the rip, goes into the issues that the Commanders had last year stopping the run, highlighting that NFC Championship game, and then highlighting, you know, some of the shortcomings of that defense. On the defensive side of the football, they ranked 30th in rushing yards per game allowed and 28th in yards per carry. I'll even give you a couple of next-gen stats that will really tell the story and take it a step further in terms of how much they actually struggled last year defending the run. In terms of runs allowed of 10 or more yards, the Commanders were tied for the fourth most given up in all of the National Football League, right? So, like, that's an area where they really struggled. In terms of yards per play allowed on the ground, Washington tied for third worst in the National Football League. So their rush EPA was really the metric that really made them look the best stopping the run. Their rush EPA was ranked 15th in the National Football League. So it'll be interesting to me to see just how much improved they are, just how much better they are, rather, against the run. The rushing touchdowns allowed last year, Washington gave up 18. That was bottom 10 in the NFL as well. So there's pretty much – they can get better in every statistical category stopping the run. I think that is the case 110%. The question to me that I think has to be answered is that the personnel moves they made this summer, will they actually help? Because we all know about it, right? They keep preaching, we want to get bigger up front. You bring in Javon Kinlaw, who's a mountain of a man. You bring in Eddie Goldman, who's a mountain of a man. You bring in Dietrich Wise to hopefully help you set a stronger edge. They brought in the body types. We'll see if it ultimately works out. Here are a couple more numbers on this Commanders run defense. Of the top 10 teams against the run last year, 9 made the postseason. Can I run that by you? In terms of the top 10 teams last year in stopping the run, only one of them didn't make the playoffs. And as you look at the top 10 run defenses, the only team that didn't make the playoffs was the Miami Dolphins. So, like, that's a metric that matters. If you're top 10, usually you're pretty good at it, or you're pretty in a pretty good spot. Of the bottom 10, Washington was the only bottom 10 team stopping the run that made the postseason. So, all in all, it is hard. It's hard to have sustained success defensively if you can't stop the run. And every time we would have this conversation last year, I would get so worked up because for a lot of last year, we were in this honeymoon phase where everyone was loving Jaden Daniels and you felt like they could do no wrong in terms of this football team. And you understood the shortcomings defensively, but you tried to act like it wasn't as bad as it was. I said this last year. At every level, whether it's Pee Wee, Pop Warner, Flag, middle school, high school, college, pro, you ask any defensive coordinator out there what their number one principle is, what their number one rule of thumb is on defense, their first priority, their non-negotiable on that side of the football, they will tell you to a man, it is stopping the run. That is the first order of business when it comes to NFL defense or defense as a whole. When it comes to football, you got to stop the run. Because if you can't stop the run, it opens up everything else. The floodgates open up tremendously. So for the Commanders, that is the big issue with this defense. That is the big thing that has to be corrected next year. A lot of their issues last year, and John Kime points this out, a lot of their issues last year, stemmed from their inability to stop Saquon. In 3 games versus the Commanders, Barkley ran for 414 yards, 7 touchdowns, averaging 5.9 yards a carry in the Eagles' top 200 yards rushing on the ground in all 3 meetings. So I just look at it and go, man, if you can't stop the run, how do you even have success within your own division? That's the tough part for me. The other part of this that Joe Witt alluded to was playing some different fronts. When you bring in an Eddie Goldman, when you bring in a Javon Kinlaw, when you bring in a Dietrich Wise, it gives you the ability to play some different fronts. And to me, Washington, last year, you saw it toward the end, this cat Jordan McGee, their 5th-round linebacker, draft choice out of Temple a season ago, he's got the goods. They're confident in him. They can play. They think he can play. His injury last year stopped them from playing more base looks. And if you look at how often Washington played nickel, they played nickel more than any team in the National Football League. You get a healthy Jordan McGee on the field to where you don't have to play nickel as much. Maybe your run defense improved. Some more good nuggets from our guy, John Kime. Last year, the Commanders wanted to use Jordan McGee in a multitude of different 3 linebacker packages when other teams went 12 and 13 personnel. That's 2 tight ends and 3 tight ends. Washington allowed 5.4 yards a carry when going up against 12 and 13 personnel. In the final 8 games of the season, including the 3 postseason games, they allowed 7.2 yards per rush against 12 and 13 personnel. So the Commanders got to get better there. How do you do that? You match personnel. If teams are going 3 tight ends, you can't go and add an extra corner on the field and think that it's going to help. Add an extra safety and think that it's going to help. Add a guy with some beef at the linebacker spot. That's what matters, right? Like, that's what you got to do. And I think this year, I think Jordan McGee will be the guy as that 3rd linebacker in these base sets. But don't sleep on Kane Medrano and don't sleep on Dominic Hampton, 2 guys that I also think will be firmly in the mix competing with Jordan McGee. I think they have the depth now that they wanted. Last year, they weren't comfortable playing Mykel Walker. They just weren't. So you didn't see them go 3 linebacker sets a lot. Hopefully this year a healthy Jordan McGee helps out everything for the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will hand things over to Nationals baseball. Before we do that, though, I got the chance to catch up with Daryl Tapp, the defensive line coach for the Washington Commanders. We'll let you hear from Coach Tapp next here on The Fan. One final segment with the youngest in charge, Adele Willingham, before we hand things over to our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. Before we do that, I want to keep the conversation on the Washington Commanders. I just gave you a bunch of nuggets on the Commanders' run defense from last year. Who better to talk to about the run defense than the defensive line coach for the Washington Commanders, Daryl Tapp? I caught up with him during mandatory minicamp. He had this to say about Washington's struggles stopping the run.
So you guys brought in a bunch of different body types, too, this year on the D-line. Yeah. Dietrich Wise, a bigger guy. Ken Law, a bigger guy. For you, how does that change in terms of calling stunts when you have different body types like that?
Honestly,
does it change the type of stunts you would want to call?
No, it doesn't. Because one thing, we got guys that are a little bit bigger. We still want guys that can move. We don't want no slugs. Like, you got to be able to go hunt.
For sure.
That's what we're rocking our defense. So Ken Law, I had a chance to be with that young man and see him grow when I was in San Fran. So I know he's capable of. He's a top five pick for a reason. D-Wise has played in the league, seemed like for a million years. But he's a young cat, too, that can still move, and he's long. Then Jacob Martin, explosive dude. Like, he's finally going to get his opportunity to shine and show what he can do. So I'm excited about the three guys to be added to this group. And they're in a really good place.
Body type for me always stands out. One dude that you guys brought in midseason, Jalen Holmes, looks like he's come back in phenomenal shape. And he seems to have that ideal body type to be able to kick him inside, have him be strong, setting the edge, but then still enough juice to go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
How excited is it to work with him? How excited are you to work with him?
Super excited, because he's from home. Like, he's from the 7-5. So I know what kind of caliber kid that is, but he's done nothing but everything we've asked of him since he's been here. Smart guy. Like you said, he can play inside, can play outside. He's strong enough to battle the big boys inside the paint and able to get some rush on the outside edge. So I'm super happy to have him here. The more guys we have like Jay Holmes that can do more than just one thing, the better off we'd be. Now, for those guys that do got one thing, it's got to be exceptional.
For sure, for sure.
But when you have a lot of guys that are versatile, that are smart, that the game and their teammates matter to them, like, it can't get any better than that.
For sure. Last question I got for you is about Javonte Jean-Baptiste.
The Frenchman,
right? For a seventh-round rookie to come in and pick things up as quickly as he did, you know, last year, how excited are you for him going into year number two, and what type of expectations do you have for him?
Javonte's a steal. For him to be in the seventh round and us to get him is insane. But really smart kid, really aware of who he is as a player, as a person. He has no problem asking myself, Sharif Floyd, or Ryan Kerrigan for help.
It's a loaded coaching staff.
Loaded staff. Lots of playing wisdom, lots of coaching wisdom. And I think the best thing we do to connect with Javonte as well as the rest of the guys is that we're all relatable.
Yeah.
You know, it's not coach's way or the highway. Like, all right, what's your skill set? How does it help us? Let's put you in those situations. But Javonte has been doing a great job. He did a bunch of push-ups and ate a bunch of red meat this all season.
I talked to him yesterday.
Back.
He said that was the thing in the exit meeting. Yeah.
But he hasn't lost his athleticism.
Yeah.
And I think that extra weight that he has, as well as understanding how we're playing, and the valuable reps that he got last year, is allowing him to put himself in position to make a lot of plays. It's going to help him set an edge, and still, when we got to go rush the pass, he can get to those edges and work half man. So he has a lot going for him. He's going to try to continue to add logs into that fire for training camp.
For sure. I'll ask you the same thing I asked the guys coming off the field. You guys are in prime time a bunch this year. Is there a celebrity that the Coach Tapp would be super excited to come see and coach?
Wow.
I know how you get on game day. I've seen your fits walking in the stadium. I know you put it on, Coach Tapp.
That's a good question.
Look, young Bill Jacory said Snoop Dogg. Apparently Snoop Dogg is
Snoop
Dogg
double Jizzy. I don't know, man. I'll probably say former players.
Okay,
Probably say former players.
757 AI.
757 AI pull up. That's my guy.
For sure.
And Mike gets a free opportunity to pull up from this from Norfolk State and come on slide through. But that's a good question. That's
appreciate
a really good question right
time,
there.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
I'll actually get to see him. So I do play-by-play. Washington Commanders, really enjoy catching up with him. The other day out at mandatory minicamp. Always a good conversation. Always keeps it light. And look, he understands it. Wore it right away. Full transparency, before we hopped on, we had the chance to talk before I started recording, and I always like to do that because think about this. Like, if you're a coach,
Would you want a guy with a camera in your face? Would you give the best answer if a guy is in your face with a camera? Probably not. So I take that same thought process when it comes to conducting interviews with coaches. And, you know, this is the second straight off season I've got the chance to do a one-on-one with Coach Tapp. And just a stand-up dude, really is grounded, and he's loved by the players too. That's the other thing that I feel like, you know, isn't talked about a ton. Those guys go to war for Daryl Tapp, and last year was tough for him as well. He won't admit it. He'll, you know, wear it on the chin like a soldier, but they played a bunch of different dudes last year. And I think this year, with the change in body type, as we continue to talk about, there are going to be about eight guys that play. You'll have four starters, but there'll be about eight guys that consistently, routinely play along this Commander's front, and all eight of those guys got to contribute and play their role, be a star in their role, is the best way that I can put it. A guy that Coach Tapp did not talk about on camera was Deron Payne. I know Dan Quinn, as well as Joe Witt, have both taken the time out to praise him for what he has done this offseason. If he has a big year next year, I think things will be a lot different for this Washington Commanders defense. Now he's out of the shadow of one Jonathan Allen. Let's see whether or not Deron Payne is ready for prime time. That's going to do it, though, for the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Big thank you to our guy Bennett. Big thank you to our guy Bennett behind the glass taking your calls. Big thank you to Toby Altizer for joining us. Big thank you to Chase Hughes joining us. Big thank you to Daryl Tapp joining us as well. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. I'm back with you tomorrow, back with you all weekend right here on The Fan. You can join me tomorrow, 9 to noon Eastern time, right here on 106.7 The Fan. Until then, Nats baseball comes your way next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.